everybody. I'm up pretty early, but I got a lot of shit to do today. I gotta clean out all my glassware. I just finished fixing my Nintendo. Or my Nintendo Entertainment System, rather, to be specific. Seems the pin connectors were extremely dirty. I took it apart. I thought there'd be corrosion on the pin connector itself, but there wasn't, and it looked fine, actually. So I'm like, okay, I don't need to replace this thing. I'm just going to scrub this thing, and that worked. So I played a little bit of Punch-Out, Bubble Bobble, and Ms. Pac-Man with the NES Advantage. That is one sick joystick. Solid build construction. There's just one problem. One thing you got to keep in mind. That thing was built for kids' hands. And that is something I keep forgetting when I use it. It's like, this thing was made for children. It barely fits on your lap. And, I mean, of course, I mean, the thing was designed for kids, you know. It wasn't, you know, they didn't think that, you know, 25 years in the future, adults are still going to be playing this thing. And Nintendo didn't think of that back then. They didn't know that they were going to be such a phenomenon over the years. But, yeah, either way, it's awesome. It works great. It's a 4-way controller instead of an 8-way. Which is what I like. Although it still goes 8 ways. I'm actually going to have to double check that. I'm not sure actually if it is a 4-way or if it's an 8-way. Although, I mean, a 4-way can still go into the, you know, down right and down left positions or up left or up right positions. But it just doesn't mean that the cherry switch is going to recognize that, you know, hey, you know, I'm moving this way. And doesn't necessarily mean it's going to control it. Anyways. I cleaned it out too. Apparently it was really dusty inside. I had not cleaned that thing inside for about 4 years. 4 years I've not cleaned it. Ever since I got it. That was the last time I cleaned it, was when I got it. Well, my neighbor tossed it. But it still works. 25 years old. And what I like is on the bottom, it has the address of the Mattel company. Or rather warehouse. / factory. Which is, believe it or not, used to be, believe it or not, like about 6 minutes from my house. That place is now being used as a, I think, for film studios and stuff like that now. Or sound stages and shit like that. But yeah, Mattel used to do the maintenance on these things. And that place was right around the corner of my house. I remember when I came to Canada in 89, the Nintendo logo was on their little clock thing they had there. I wish there was pictures of that place, otherwise I'd post them up, but I don't have any. What else do I want to talk about? So yeah, so cleaning the glassware is next. I finally got a chance to test out all the games I got from Jason. And not Metro, the other Jason. That's Vic and I's friend. Because he sold his entire retro game collection. He sold it. He sold his entire collection. He goes, I don't fucking want it. I don't fucking want it, because he was moving, and he travels light. He always travels light, and he's like, I don't need these. Here, I'll let you two. He basically put a list of all of the games into an email, sent it to Victor and I, and told her, here's an auction. Go bid each other out. Well, I bid out Victor on Bubble Bobble, the original Bubble Bobble, and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And this is the copy of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. It has sentimental value. Because this was the one that Jason found at Goodwill for $5. Not only was it $5, but it was mint. The label was unscratched, untouched, nothing. The copy looked like it was brand new. Somebody took very good care of this game. Like, took really good care of the game. And all around, it plays great. So I played the games that Jason gave me. They all work. Without cleaning, mind you. I think I know that he cleaned the games when he got them, but I'm not sure if he ever played any of them. I don't think he did. But like I said, that copy of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was the one that pissed off Victor so much. Victor's got a copy of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out now, but with a ripped label. So what I'm going to do for him is I'm going to scan my label. I'm working Sunday night. Sunday night I'm working one overtime shift. And on that shift, what I'm going to do is I'm going to scan the label and I'm going to Photoshop him a new label. You do that at work? Yeah, I do that at work. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some high gloss sticker paper, the kind you would use to make bumper stickers, and I'm going to print it at work. in HD. What is it? The color laser printers that we have at work. Come on, you know, my company makes printers, for God's sakes. They can afford the ink. And I'm going to just go ahead and print him a new label, cut it out. I'm going to take his old game and just essentially take acetone and whatnot just to get the, you know, not acetone. You can't use acetone on plastic. Rubbing alcohol and such to get the old label off and then put in a new one for him. Because we have the technology these days. We can make new labels, you know. But like I said, the label on his copy is totally torn. I mean, it looks like, you know, somebody really abused it. But he got that from Goodwill as well, which is what he wanted. Victor did not want to pay more than $5 for that game. And I understand. But with NES games, they're starting to get up in value. Especially considering that the consoles that are 25 years old. I mean, look at the one I have. The console I have, I pulled out of my neighbor's, you know, what all the shit he was throwing out, okay? And I cleaned it and I fixed it and it still works with all the original components. I have not replaced any components in that NES whatsoever. I've done no such thing. All the components from the original... sorry. Kind of up early. All the components that are in there are original. And I've not touched. And they're like 26 years old now. 25... Yeah. 1980... Yeah. Like 26 years old now. So, I mean, at some point they got a break. But they don't, because the NES was built to last. That's why. The NES and I believe the Super Nintendo were built to last. The only difference is with the Super Nintendo, what they did is they got that stupid plastic on there that yellows. Apple did the same thing. Some of their Macs have the same problem. it's just that they use this cheap plastic that looked great. But if you keep it in the sunlight, you know, it goes yellow, essentially. And I believe there's a few YouTube videos and articles explaining why that happens. There's a chemical explanation for that. So what's next? Yeah, I'm going to clean my glassware, go out and run an errand, and then I'm out of here. I'm going to go meet Jazz. We're going to meet up. She's on summer hours, so she's done at 1:30. And we're going to hit up the Vapor Lounge together. And then I'm going to do the audio boo with her, because Victor wants to hear the beef tech story. The beef tech story is basically a story about the steakhouse, the expensive steakhouse that Jazz and I went to, and it sucked dick. And Victor wants to hear the entire story of it. And I think I'll do that while she's there, because she's an eyewitness. She was there. We were there for our anniversary dinner. And... it was really fucked up. Anyways. I got a lot of audio boosts to listen to. Victor made one. Mufi did an audio response to the welcome thing that I gave Brandon. Am I going to be editing the CBG 64 today? No. I don't have time. I have other things to do today. What else? Fuck. I don't know. Actually, I should get going. In 2 hours, I gotta leave the house. So, all right. Until then, toodles.